NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Kia ora koutou katoa, this is Coco Sola talking about my mixtape Cokes for the Long Player on Totally Wired.
What is Cokes? What does it mean to you?
I hadn't really put out a solo project for about 6 or 7 years. And I think that's pretty kind of telling where my relationship with music was at. I was in bands and still doing the odd thing, but I think in terms of being a kind of a driven solo artist, I felt like the artistic equivalent of leaving the room. Kind of my dynamic with music was fairly side-eye, pretty dark. I kind of very intuitively was, you know, I didn't know till I put Cokes out, but I think there was a silent agreement I had with myself that I wouldn't kind of re-enter the ring until I felt the politics and my relationship with myself and my dynamic with community and the world at large was healthier. For me, it's like as a vehicle, as a project, it's really personal and it's very charged with a lot of stuff that I hold dear, like race, gender, how I move through the world, the things that are kind of put on me and how I retaliate and still try and hold myself at the end of the day. So yeah, I guess that's why I put it out on Waitangi Day, why I think sovereignty is the big underpinning theme underneath it, because that's a big part of what it was for me, not just as a Māori person, not just as a woman, but as an artist as a whole.
I feel like with this whole mixtape, I feel like you used it as a platform for like lesser known artists, which I think is super cool. And like I'm getting introduced to these producers that I don't know and these like other musicians.
Oh yeah, that is a huge part of my practice. Really important to me, I think, putting people on that are often overlooked and kind of like the, you know, the lesser known or the quieter voice is often the one with the something quite volatile to say or with a sound that I think is worth exploring.
Let's talk about Narratives, which features Brown Boy Magic and is produced by Hasbeats.
The story behind that track is stories themselves. I think I move through a narrative within the track. I talk about narratives that were superimposed on me as a young person. You know, real model minority stuff. People, you know, very loaded. Oh, she's so bright. I need this from her. And a lot of it is wrapped up in people, yeah, adults wanting a certain thing. From children, like the education industrial complex, basically. So my experience with that, and then that kind of moves into my flirtations with media and how I find that that's constant narratives being put on me as well and asking me to buy into that kind of machinic way of storytelling, really like stereotypes, toxic archetypes, things like that. And then I move into lesser known narratives. For me, I've never really talked about my relationship with a lot of dominating, overbearing, abusive behavior that I've experienced. And so it's kind of like the stories that we tell, the stories that are put on us, but also the stories that we keep out of sight, that we don't want to tell other people because that kind of like fucks up the narrative and the idea they have of us. For me, if that was the kaupapa of the track, then it was natural to have someone like Brown Boy Magic, Nikolai Talamahino, who's a good friend of mine, because, you know, he knows full well about constantly navigating that narrative projection bullshit, you know, as a trans man, as a visible one in Aotearoa.
It's story time!
An articulate child, how wild this one got imagination too. A unique worldview too, such a shame about her attitude. Just a few social contortions, no telling what she could do. Perform for us, but stop warning us about the harm that colonization do. Can I get yourself, give you a bell, do an interview? Talk about how I see you, not how you crashed like Bandicoot. Not how you behind in your rent, cause every dollar you have spent on living under a regime just so to others you make sense.
I have been remember looking at the ceiling, considering if my life was a joke. Folded up my body, you had me doubting if I had a hope. Had some dope while getting criticized about the methods I chose to cope. How they beat me, cheated, treated me just short of handing me the rope. But I levitated greatly, and that brings us to the present day. And that's not to say these mind frames ever go away. Is it any wonder these treatments now I can't allow? Not throwing in the towel, you should have left me for dead dummy, cause how you like me now?
Akashi is a really good friend of mine. We met through the Faf Swag Vogue Balls. I think an artist like Akashi comes around once in a lifetime. You know, this is someone who can vogue while rapping, while curating, while writing. Akashi named the track. But that voice is still there. It's a reference to the documentary Paris is Burning. There's two queens on the beach, and one is detailing all the modifications she's had done to her body, kind of bragging on the other one. And they're like, you know, close friends. And then the other one just shades her a little bit and says, but that voice is still there. And they both burst out laughing and start singing, you know. Yeah, when Akashi asked me if we could call the track that, it meant a lot to me because I think she knows the struggle that I had had choosing whether to do more music. You know, that I can't deny that my voice was still there, that people still enjoyed music and wanted something from me, which I'm really grateful for. But also her relationship with the world as a trans woman, and just how she is very playful with the politics that otherwise would restrict and harm someone. She makes it work for her. And so our track, I think, is just a big fuck you. We both go handy because we both, I think, get tokenized and underestimated, and people try to co-opt our viewpoint, but only to suit themselves. And we just, you know, as friends and creatives and rappers, you know, we make it very clear we're not going to have a bar of it.
I always got a pep in my step, and you always stay salty, catching breath. Regulate counterfeits, I'm ahead of the rest, because I did for years, still say I'm the best. The same Trojan horse, no Trojan wars, because I shut down boys that don't open doors. The same moldy princess, straight out of orcs. The same holy voice for you and yours. I am at the fun of the fire, I'm a sire, I'm a choir, I'm the church of desire, burning up, I'm a flame, I'm the same, I remain in a place where you still cannot touch the cool real deal. Never long enough, and you can take the bait, but not advantage of. Look through the nose from a time I'm sublime, and I remind motherfucker I can do what I want. Whatever they want from me, shit, I can do that easily. Whatever they need from me, but they don't get that shit for free. Got everybody checking around. Hi, I'm not available right now, because I'm off the ground, verified to the masses. You cannot pretend that you were down. You can't simulate, pay for the essence. I transcend, I'm out of your range. You wanna put me on the stage, tell me what to say. Well, you gon' learn it don't go that way, bitch. Whatever they want from me, shit, I can do that easily. Whatever they need from me, but they don't get that shit for free.
shoot for shit, the clip don't want. You can't cage a bitch, pay me for a wish. A tough don't stay winning. Stay posted in the air, why you mad? Stay wrapped in your feeling. Free bitch with the F-U. Tongue stay strong, lyrical ninjutsu. Mind in eye, stay in flux. You stay in flirtatious with the clout. Watch your mouth, what you about? Say what? Huh? I can't hear, speak louder. Bitch, stay one. Done like bitty bitty bum 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 bitty bitty bum 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 bitty bitty bum bum the bum bum motherfucking bum bum busy getting shit done bitty 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 bum bum bitty 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 bum bum bitty the bitty bitty bum bum bitty the bitty bitty bum bum bitty to the con to the pussy to the what to the henny to the henny to the con
Yeah, this is kind of my Becky bop. I say that every time I play it live, you know, it's kind of like my little pop jam. It's also kind of like a cute little ditty about that moment, I think, when you're kind of pondering whether someone is into you or not. And it's that moment where you realize they're a fuckwit and you have to get away from them as soon as possible. You know, like this person has got, you know, it's that Nina Simone saying, you need to know when to leave the table when love isn't being served. And I think that's such a liberating moment for people when they go, nah, I'm out, like, I'm tapping out, bye.
Left.
Polar Bear was a track that was kind of came together very quickly and spontaneously one afternoon. I wrote it with Hamishi Farah, who was a Somali artist, an incredible rapper who migrated to Auckland this year, and Tokoro Wilson, who's Big Fat Raro, kind of producer and vocalist as well. I wanted to experiment with their voltage. They had a lot of kind of yelly energy when they were delivering that day. And I wanted to just join in too, you know. I think quite a calm vocal delivery. When I heard this song, and just immediately just all this stuff came up in me, and them too. We dialogue, black Somali artist that Hamishi is, Rarotongan New Zealander that Toki is, and me, a Māori German Samoan woman. You know, of course race is going to be a priority of yours to unpack. And it's something that is a huge energy that moves through this record too. It's made predominantly by people of colour, you know. It's a big priority of mine, that kind of amplification of these issues and these ideas, these people. It's called Polar Bear because Toki says in the track, you know, you can't see a polar bear in the snow. And it's a play on race, like you can't see white people in the snow. You can see us in the snow, so it's a kind of an energy of they are the default, they are the natural state, but we are not. But that's not necessarily a bad thing, because we're more visible. We have more to say at this point in time, in history especially.
I'm a light beat, might beat on Chris Brown, type beat. Brown people sounding out, nigga, at a swap beat. Stop me before I say something kind of rocky. I'm a black ball, riding on the whites like hockey. You can't relate, I'm the nigga with the hard R overhead in the paint. Vincent Van Carter, Vincent Van, stay at home, listen to the barter. Don't play alone, even though I knew that I was smarter. Softer from when I thought you'd never let me prosper. I'm hotter, take the blame for climate change, I got to. Father, chopper like I'm a helicopter. Limited and cannabis cause I'm a bougie rock. Pale face dropping, my earth non-stopping. Thought you was living, yo, woke up in a coffin. White noise around, I turn the volume down. Time to wear my crown, cause my crown is brown. I buzz cut, my business, take the hive down. Honey, it's a high dive to get to the ground. Sound. My culture's renowned. Pali rivers is my Polynesian criticism. All your good intent turned a dollar and cents too dense. Coexisting two worlds with no fence. Can't see a polar bear in the snow. Stick your afro so thumb water will glow. Lips look stung, hips off the jungle. Mumble with the humble, yo, catch me when I stumble.
Friend Neil, aka God, in Melbourne. We were playing a big party at Howler. I was introduced to him by my friend Trixie Darko, who I was in bad energy with. You know, she's a Filipino Scottish homegirl, and she was like, oh, I've got another, you know, Pinoy bro here you gotta meet. And yeah, we really just artistically connected. I loved Neil's production, I think. And this was probably, you know, explicitly like, why are people sleeping on this dude? This dude is phenomenal, you know? And so I kind of, when I committed to doing the mixtape, when I kind of, you know, went public and said, I'm going to put out an album on Waitangi Day. I'm going to do it, you know. It was like, oh, shit. Oh, God. I better do this, you know. And I thought of Neil straight away. And I went to Melbourne and did a five-day session with him. It was amazing because he said, you know, I haven't really formally produced people before. I'm just like in my bedroom kind of dude. And I was like, don't worry about it, you know, because I think we were all that person. We are all, I'm still that person, you know. I like informal production stuff. I find a lot of the politics of studio recording is often really postured and really like classist. I like to open it up and to make it accessible for all kinds of practitioners because I'm not necessarily comfortable in those high-stake environments myself.
Yes, I am a bleeding hoe. Ask me what I'm reading though. Reading everyone that I outgrow, but for a reason. Oh, I guess that they didn't know. Coco kinda CEO, CIA O to you, bro. You weeping in a cubicle.
Was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.